Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb, director of the National Hurricane Center, and this is our 2 p.m. Eastern Time update on Tropical Storm Isaac, which has not strengthened today. In fact, we have adjusted the maximum sustained winds down just a nudge to 60 miles per hour on the basis of U.S. Air Force reconnaissance aircraft data that is investigating the system that is centered just about 50 miles south-southeast of Key West, Florida. Even though the center of circulation might not pass over much of the Florida Keys, the Keys and the southern Florida Peninsula are on the stronger, wetter side of this sprawling tropical storm, and there have been plenty of rain bands moving across the Florida Keys and the southern Florida Peninsula, even some of the rains getting up into central Florida. And so, depending upon where you are, some areas could get some very significant rainfall totals and localized flooding. So a really good day to be off the roads, because that's the best way, the worst way, actually, that you can get yourself into trouble by driving onto flooded roadways or getting into car accidents. And the tropical storm force winds, especially in the stronger gusts, can bring down trees, and we could have some power outages. So just not a good day to be out and about. But depending upon where you are exactly, some of you will see long periods of rain as the band set up over your location. Other places might see the sun come out from time to time, but down in the lower Florida Keys right now, a fairly significant area of strong winds and heavy rainfall north of the circulation center. But off to the east of the circulation center, just within the 100 miles or so of the center itself, there's an area that it's not too concentrated with thunderstorms. So part of the Keys might get a little bit of a break, but then it could ramp back up later. And up in the Florida Peninsula, oddly as it might seem, some of you up there might see longer periods of rain than some portions of the Keys over the next 12 to 18 hours or so before this all clears out. There is the chance of some isolated tornadoes, especially in southern Florida Peninsula and the Florida Keys. That threat goes up into the central Florida area as well, especially on the right side of a tropical cyclone interacting with land. That's where the isolated, short-lived tornado threat exists. As the system moves off to the west-northwest at a fairly good clip right now at 18 miles per hour, it's going to get into the Gulf of Mexico tonight and into tomorrow. The backside of it will still bring some weather to southern Florida, but that'll get much better as the day goes on Monday. The waters are very warm over the Gulf of Mexico. The atmospheric environment very conducive for strengthening. We do think this is likely to become a hurricane at some point over the Gulf of Mexico. Just time is running out for it to do that before it reaches the Florida Keys. The northern Gulf Coast will be the next stop for a final landfall of Tropical Storm Isaac, which we're expecting to be a hurricane by that time. A hurricane watch is in effect for the western Florida panhandle all the way across the Alabama-Mississippi coastlines and into southeastern Louisiana all the way to Morgan City, including metropolitan New Orleans and Lake Pontchartrain. Hurricane watch means hurricane conditions possible within that area within the next 48 hours. We may need to issue a warning for some part of that watch area as soon as 5 p.m. today, if not, then at 11 p.m. So today and tomorrow are the preparation times on the northern Gulf Coast. Be very, very tuned in to what your emergency management officials are telling you. Some folks may need to evacuate, according to what those officials say, as Isaac gets closer. We're going to see a potential for a significant storm surge event, forecasting as strong as Category 2 at landfall in the northern Gulf Coast. Could it be a little stronger, weaker than that? Sure. But a large area at risk here, and we'll keep you updated. One more hour from now, another update live from the National Hurricane Center. I'm Director Rick Nabb.